Blog Talk Radio.
What would be called a Truthful Tuesday is now a Fabulous Friday. So once again, we experienced some technical difficulties and were unable to record the regular show on this past Tuesday, April the 2nd. So today is Friday, April the 5th. And we're coming to you live with the same information and perhaps a little bit more for you today with Brother LaBelle. We're going to be talking about this energy of April, and we're going to bring him on in just a second. It was really a surprise that we had to experience the outage again. But nonetheless, we're never defeated. We just learn how to walk around it, over it, or under it, and just deal with it however it's dealt with us. So we're cool with that. So as we start every show, I want to make sure that we stay in alignment with how we actually run this show. And the first thing that we always do, and I know we need them today. I know that they're here with us. We want to thank always being present. And all that we need to do and be reminded to do is call on the ancestors for their assistance in whatever manner we may need their help. And so just like with this situation, with being down and not having a good source of communication with the radio station and things like that, just trusting and believing that the message was going to get out. And so that's where I'm sticking and staying. And I know Brother LaBelle joins me with that. And so we're going to get into this message for today. And so we won't have audience participation because we wanted to go ahead and get this thing going, right, while we had the connection. And so I was not able to truly get in contact with a lot of people to let them know that we were going to go ahead and record this live. And so once again, thank you for being a part of this audience today on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And Brother LaBelle, he's going to be breaking down on the energy of April 2024. We're going to take a quick music break first, and then we're going to come back with Brother LaBelle as we enjoy his message to us regarding this fourth month, April of 2024. We'll be right back, you guys.
Come on in.
That's one going back with Mr. Gene Chandler called Get Down. And that's what we are about to do, because you know what? Me and Brother Lavelle were putting this thing together like real quick in a few moments. And we were just commenting that sometimes we got to go above and beyond. We got to get down with the get down to make this thing happen. And Brother Lavelle is sticking and staying, and he said he ain't going nowhere. He going to be right here to give you guys this information that is so important to how you live your life. So, Brother Lavelle, I just appreciate you so much. I tell you, you are a tremendous asset. And I have people all on the street the last 2 days. I can't find Brother Lavelle's show. Where is it? How can I hook into it? So I know they'll be glad to know that we finally got this thing together and you're here with us.
Well, Sister Sandy, thank you. Thank you so much. And we welcome everyone to the Sandy Rogers Show on Blockhouse Radio. And, you know, I find it important that we continue as best we can with these shows, because it really does help, I know, a great lot of people, because I've gotten a huge response for being on this show since I've been here the last 2 years. And, you know, we're in a cycle right now that we do, as Sister Sandy has said, we need to put a little bit extra effort into what we are called to do in order that we can sustain all of ourselves throughout this year and even more so this month. But with that said, I guess we can move right on into the numerology and the numbers and the vibrations and the patterns and everything else, so that we can be well equipped to deal with whatever comes before us during the month of April, which is the fourth month. And the number four is always a vibration which challenges us to bring out the best potential that is within us. So with that said, let's bomb on these number vibrations. Now, we know that the calendar year has 12 months. And each month within the calendar year is numbered accordingly, chronologically. And April is the fourth month of this Gregorian calendar. And so, therefore, it has a value of the number four, okay? Now, the number four just happens to be one of those numbers which represents a lot of power, sustainability, force, energy. And so, in order for us to ride with this energy, in order for us to link in with this energy, we need to be able to do the same. If you're not able to do all of that, at least provide yourself with the inclination to have some sort of discipline for each and every day of this month. Okay? That's the basis for the understanding of the number four. Because, see, the number four is a number which is the result of our efforts coming into manifestation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the year, which has already been established since January 1st, is 2024, or 2024. And 2024, or 2024, has a vibration of the number 8. Okay, Mm-hmm. So we have two standing operating vibrations that we need to know about for this month, the number 4 and the number 8. And we can determine what is the universal month vibration for April 2024 by the addition of those two vibrations, the 4 and the 8, or the 8 and the 4. By simply adding those two digits together, they equal the number 12. 4 plus 8 is 12. Then we want to further reduce that number 12 to a single digit by the addition of the 1 and the 2 found within 12. 1 plus 2 equals 3. Therefore, establishing 3 as being the universal month vibration for April 2024. Okay? So number 3 is the standout vibration for all that can and will and is possible to happen during this entire month. Now, in numerology, we call this the occult reduction of the numbers. And the word occult, we should not be afraid of that word, because all it simply means hidden. That's all it means. I mean, it represents hidden. Knowledge which is hidden, okay, that may be staring us in the face, but nonetheless is hidden unless we do a little fact-finding to determine what is, or what are the hidden meanings behind this occult reduction of the numbers. So when you do this, you move from what is known as the exoteric, okay, that means knowledge which is more commonly known, to the esoteric, which is knowledge which is lesser known. And so the lesser known, many people would look at it as being very secretive, because it is removed from the natural thinking of the masses of society. But nonetheless, more and more people are moving into an interest of numerology, because they see it being valid and viable in their life. And so they no longer see it as a pseudoscience, but they see it as a way in which it can benefit and help them. So the number 3, let's talk about this number 3. The number 3 is the number of light, L-I-G-H-T, all right? The number 3 is the Trinity. And what do I mean by the Trinity? The Mother, the Father, and the Child. That's the Trinity that we're talking about. The Mother, the Father, and the Child. Okay, that's number 3. 3 is also the number that represents the triangle. The triangle has 3 sides. Okay? The number 3, being a triangle, is the most simple of all of the geometric forms. The number 3 represents the cornerstone of all human expression. So whatever it is that you want to express, be it through words, spoken word, poetry, the visual arts, communications, okay, music, drama, theater, tragedy, all of us have and desire in some form or fashion to express ourselves. And so that's why the number 3 is the cornerstone of all of life's expression. By Sister Sandy and I being here on this podcast, we are expressing ourselves through this channel. Verbal communication is the number three. So that's why it's very important that whenever the number three is appear, we need to give a little bit more credence to the words that we speak, because the words that we speak can heal, okay, or they can destroy. You can heal a good relationship by speaking words which are amenable to the ears of another person, or you can destroy that relationship by saying things that are inflammatory to the ears of the other person. So it is upon us to make sure that we are making good use of the words and the language, the tone, and the vibration that we speak in. The number three is the power of the spoken word. We yet do not fully realize, we're on our way, but we don't really fully realize the power that speech has over our mind, our emotions, our psychology. I use as an example a parent who verbally abuses their child. That can cause a psychological and emotional scar on their psyche that sometimes people grow up and become adults and they are still not able to reckon with that scarring of the words that was inflammatorily used on them when they were a child. So people, be very careful, especially this month, how you use your words, how you express yourself. I know some of you carry a great, enormous amount of emotional intensity from the number three vibration because you may have that number three as your birth number or your name number. But yet and still, you got to hold some level of responsibility in knowing, and especially when you do know, the power of words through the number three. You see, the number three, when I add a little bit of astrology with the numerology, the number three is associated with the planet Jupiter. And the planet Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, which means that the power of the spoken word and the power that it has in association with Jupiter is magnanimous. It is huge. It has a powerful effect. It can cause you to go into emotional distress. It can cause you to lose your mind, okay, if you're not using words righteously, okay? Look at the effect of the rapper of the hip-hop culture and the powerful effect that they have upon the minds of millions and millions and millions and millions of people worldwide. Rap is a powerful thing. But I say to those who are rappers, to those who are singers, to those who are musicians, who are artists, be more mindful what you are projecting out there into the world, into the universe, okay? Because it has a very, 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 very strong effect upon everything that the words, the music, the sound comes into contact with, okay? So three, the cornerstone of all of life's expression. The number three is a vibration which also renders a person good fortune. Many times those people who are in possession of the number three, either in their name or with their birthday. And when I say their birthday, I'm talking about birthdays that may be of the dates of their birthday could be the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of any given month. This goes a long way with them as well. So the number three has a universal appeal. It has a universal effect. It has a universal power, a universal mechanism, okay? The three, as I had said earlier, it represents the trinity of the mother, the father, and the child. But it also represents the union of opposites, the female and the male, or the male and the female vibrations, okay? We hear a lot of talk these days of men having female energy and women having male energy. This is true. And you can find it in the vibrations of the letters in your name. I will use as an example, since we are dealing with the number three, if you're a person who has the letters C, L, or U in your name, via your first name, middle name, last name, or family name that you have decided that you wanted to use instead of the name that you were born with, or names that women assume when they get married in society, and that's may not always be the proper and necessary thing to do, because many times women can take on the name of their husband's family names, and then all of a sudden we wonder why the relationship goes south. Well, you have changed her vibration. Her vibration was okay when she was in good standing with her own name. But when she took on the name of her husband, it changed things. And so that's why I always recommend and look. That may not necessarily be needed. And this is something that needs to really be addressed, because I have seen it far, far, far too many times where that has happened. I tell a lot of women all the time, go back to the name that you were born with. Use that name. If your husband has a problem with him, sit down and explain to him that there's been a vibratory change with us due to the fact that I took on a vibration of yours. When I was dealing with mine along with yours, then I was fine. But when I'm dealing with hers, when she's dealing with hers and yours combined, then dealing with you, then that can become a problem if there is no harmony with the vibrations. Okay? And so this is something that needs to be brought out more and more. We need to become more conscious of the spiritual sciences and the spiritual awakening that is happening within us all, so that we can be more in agreement. And being in agreement has a lot to do with the power of the word. Okay? The power of the word. Okay? So number three is a very, 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 very significant vibration for all of us that have to deal with it, because we all speak some sort of language that we have to communicate with. Some of us are multilingual. You'll find people who have the number three, or children who have the number three, they can speak multiple languages very easily. So anybody that has a child, grandchild, niece, or nephew, that may be an area that they may want to look at in terms of majoring, becoming a linguist, being somebody who is very disciplined in many, many different languages, okay? Because the breakdown in communications that happens between different cultures sometimes can cause a rift, and there can be bad blood between different cultures or different languages with different groups of people, especially in a place like the United States of America where you have a cross-culture, all kind of people. So I'm bringing out all of this so that we can better understand the number three vibration. Always hidden vibrations behind what we call the single-digit number vibrations. When I did the addition of 4 plus 8, it equals 12, right? Let's talk about the number 12, because the number 12 is a 3 vibration, but it is what we call a higher octave. It's just like in music. You take a note and you double that note, then it moves into a higher octave. Well, it's the same thing in numerology. People who study numerology will find that there is a lot of commonality and similarity between music and numerology. Okay? When I was playing music at a very early age, okay, at a very early age, I was like 7 years old. I did not learn music from my musical instructor by notes. The musical instructor taught our class using numbers for the different sounds. And then later, we moved into the notes. And it was so much more easier to understand what the musical notes represented because we already knew the vibrations from the numbers. Okay? So that's one of the reasons why I began to study numerology subconsciously until when I became a numerologist, I was able to put the two together. Okay? So if you have a child that's out there that has a 3 vibration, make sure that they are dealing with some form of the arts. The arts is very much needed. As much as we have gone into a technological age in society, the arts is still needed. We need to maintain creativity and a sense of imagination. Never lose your imagination. Imagination is the number 3 vibration. And too many of us have lost our imagination. You ask somebody to imagine something, the best thing they can do is pick up a phone and start doing a search on Google. Okay. No, I'm not talking about that kind of imagination. I'm talking about the kind of imagination that comes from within you. Okay? So, the number 12, the 12 is a number of sacrifice. A lot of people who are born on the 12th of any particular month, they make a lot of personal sacrifices. A lot of times you will find that they make sacrifices for their family. Or if you're a person who goes, let's say, you go into corporate America, you may find out that you become the sacrificial lamb when there are power moves or power movements that are being made in that corporate setting. Okay? So I say to you all, be aware of any necessary sacrifices that have to be made on your part for the betterment of the family or for the whole. Okay? But don't allow yourself to become someone's footstool. All right? The number 12 also means to make something sacred. So whatever it is, if you have an altar at home, if you want to have adoration for your ancestors, this is a very good time. This is a very good month to do so. Okay? This is a very good time to make things sacred. Things are only made sacred because you, from within your soul, within your spirit, within your heart, the hearts make it so. All right. The number three is an odd number. The number three as an odd number indicates that there will be some sort of unusual type of activity that seems to be out of the norm that's going on this month. Well, that's interesting because we are having on the 8th of this month an eclipse, which seems to have sparked the attention of a great number of people in 2024. And I will talk about that eclipse date in later on in the show. So the number 12 is significant to this month. All right, so mark the 12th of April as being a significant date for this month. Now, standing dates for the month of April 2024. Are the 3rd, 12th, 21st, and 30th. In addition, we have the 6th, 15th, and 24th. And also, we have the 9th, 18th, and 27th. If you will notice, those numbers add either to 3 or 9. 3, 6, and 9 forms a particular trinity. 3, 6, and 9. 3, 6, 9. Why? Because they are all separated by 3. Okay. Now, next. So, and I share those dates with you so that you can jot them down and be aware of that. Now, the number 8 vibration, because of people being more emotionally scattered, the incidents of collisions and or accidents increases. So be very cognizant of that while you are on the road. Give yourself more time to get to your destination. Don't be in a hurry this month. When you are in a hurry, you are going to miss things. You may run through a light. Oh, I didn't see that light. The other person saw it, and when their light turned green, they jumped out there in the interstate, and then all of a sudden you got a collision. Okay? So give yourself more time. If you are the driver of a vehicle, once you get into that vehicle, you want to have some sort of emotional control while you are driving. You don't want to be emotionally scattered and driving. That can cause an accident. 3, the 6, and 9, in that order, are, starting with 3, are your highest vibrations for accidents and incidences. While you're driving, at home, whatever, okay? So pay attention to those dates, everyone. Now, when you're dealing with the number 9, there can be accidents that can involve knives, gunshots, bullets, things of that sort, okay? When you're dealing with the number 6, there can be accidents that requires your needing to go and receive medical attention, like going to the hospital room, hospital emergency room. Okay, so keep this in mind. So we got the 3 numbers that add up to 3, 6, and 9. Now, the days of the week, they're also numbered accordingly. The days for this month that you want to pay more attention to are Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday in that order. Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday. Why? Thursday is ruled or associated or governed by the number 3. Friday is governed by the number 6. Tuesday is governed by the number 9. Okay? Now, family and folks, I'm going to take you even further. You want to pay attention to the universal day vibrations. Well, Brother Lavelle, what is the universal day vibration? The universal day vibration is when you take the month, the day, and the year in question, and you add all those numbers together and reduce it to find out what is the number vibration. For example, today's date is April 5th, 2024. When I add 4 plus 5 plus 2024 or 2024, I arrive at the number 8. So therefore, the number 8 is the universal day vibration for today. Now, I can make it simpler for you. Let's make it simple, more simple for you, Sister Sandy. Let's make it simple for them. We can take the month. We know the vibration for the month. Okay? The vibration for the month is the number 3. We have established that. We take that number 3 and we add it to any date of the month. Let's say you want to know about the 29th. Of April. Simply, we take 3 and add it to 29. 3 plus 29,
32. Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
32. We're going to reduce that 32. 3 plus 2 equals 5. Another example is, let's take the 16th of this month. You want to know about what is the universal vibration for the 16th. 3 is the month, universal month vibration added to 16, which is the date. 3 plus 16 is 19. Okay. Then we take 19. 1 plus 9 is 10, right?
Right, right.
But we don't stay at 10. We gotta continue to reduce it one step further. 1 plus 0 equals 1. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we go from 19 to 10 to 1. So 1 would be the universal day vibration for the 16th of April. So each and every month, I'm going to add a little bit more for you to get more insight, knowledge, and details about what's going on. Okay?
Right. Love it.
Okay. So now you know what the dates are, and then you can determine what is the universal day vibration. The universal day vibration gives us a little bit more insight as to what is going on. What is going on in the minds of people? If you see a whole lot of people walking around angry, you know, just based on the vibrations, they're dealing with a lot of fire and emotional energy. Why? Because the number 3 represents fire. Number 3 represents emotions. You see, folks, you can, doing this numerology, you can find out a whole lot. And there's a whole lot that you can stay clear of. You don't have to get sucked into the vice of negative energy that has proliferated out here. You can avoid so much by knowing what the vibrations are. But first, you need to know the vibration for the year, Then you want to know the vibration for the month. Then you want to know the vibration for the day. Okay? And that's going to help you a whole lot. Just knowing those three points of references for you to get through what may seemingly be an off day. I won't say bad day, because we can make a bad day and turn it into a good day when we have knowledge.
Right.
And when we breathe. And when we breathe.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Okay, Sister Sandy. So
yes.
That's why I love doing this, and that's why I love being on the Sandy Rogers Show, because, you know, it helps me to help people, man. And that's what it's all about for me, and I hope that, you know, it's really and truly helping all of you out there listening to this Sandy Rogers podcast. Okay? So let's move on, because I got a lot to say, because I know some of you want to hear what the brother got to say about August 8th. I'm going to get to August 8th, okay? I promise
April.
You.
Oh.
So we talked about the Universal Day. We got that. Now, who are the people who will be most affected by the vibrations? Because we know vibrations change year to year. Vibrations change month to month. Vibrations change day to day. Okay? So it's not the same all the time. People who are most affected for the month of April 2024 are those people who are born with the number 3 vibration. So that would be people who are born on the 3rd, 12th, 21st, or 30th of any calendar month. It does not matter what month you were born in. If you were born on the 12th of July, you're affected more so this month than somebody who was born on the 14th of July. Okay? So I want to make that clear. And keep that in mind. People who are born on a Thursday, sometimes all you got to do is just plug into your phone your date of birth, and it will pull up and tell you what day of the week that you were born. Okay? And I think you will be surprised as to what you find when you find out what day of the week that you were born. You know, people have been named based on the day of the week that they were born. That still goes on in cultures. It's like in the Hebrew or Jewish tradition. You're born on a certain day, and that day is represented by the archangel Raphael, and your name is Raphael. Okay?
Right.
Okay? So Thursday, which is ruled by the number 3, anybody who is born on a Thursday, you can be affected more so this month. All right? If you are in a personal year cycle of the number 3. Now, I'm going to take you even further. Okay? How do you determine what is your personal year cycle? Well, I'm going to share with you my 45 years or more of doing numerology, because there's two schools of thought out there about how to determine your personal year cycle. You determine your personal year cycle based on your birthday. The month and day and year of your last birthday, when you add those numbers together and reduce them, they will tell you what is your personal year cycle. Okay?
So what was that again? The month we turned?
The month, the month you were born, the day that you were born, and the year of your last birthday. Now, some of you have not had a birthday thus far this year. Some of you won't have a birthday until July or May or whatever. Okay? So that means that you got to go back to 2023 because that's when you had your last birthday. The month that you were born, the date that you were born, and the year of your last birthday. Add those three together, and they will tell you what is your personal year cycle.
Got you.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, the lazy and the easy way out is this. Call it this because I have argued with hundreds and hundreds of numerologists, and some of them have called me back and said, brother, you know you were right. You were wrong about how you did it, but you were right in the fact that your assessment and your evaluation of it is exact and correct. A lot of books will tell you now that you simply take the month that you were born, the day that you were born, and the in the year of this number. I mean, the number of this year. So what they essentially are saying is that everybody's personal year cycle changes on January 1st.
Huh.
Okay?
Why?
Okay, so if you want to do it that way, it will give you some insight, but it will not be exact. All it will do is put you in the neighborhood. It won't tell you where you live, okay? But you'll be in the neighborhood. Okay.
I like that.
All right. So if you want to do it that way, and if it's simpler for you, then do it that way. But keep in mind, it will not give you the exactness that you may be looking for. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Because the old priestesses and priests of numerology looked at the changing of your cycle began and ended on your birthday. All right? And that's what I hold to.
It makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, so if anybody's birthday in the listening audience adds up to number three, then you know that the number three has a much stronger effect on you this month. Okay? So, I'm going to give people 10 seconds to think about that. If it's a six, it will also have a lesser effect on them.
Okay.
If it's a six, and I'm glad you answered that question, Sister Sandy, because you was reading my mind. See? And we know six has a lot to do with psychic energy, kinetic energy. Okay.
Okay.
And if the nine shows up, it means that the nine energy is going to have a significant effect on you during this month of the number three. So yeah. So the three, most definitely, the six and the nine, a little less. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, anybody who was born in the third month, which would be March, or the 12th month, which would be in December, they would also be affected by the going-ons of this universal month of three vibration. Okay? And the last, because I don't want to leave anybody out, if your sun sign, if you're born under the sign of Pisces or Sagittarius, you will also be more affected by this number three cycle for the month of April 2024.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So. So with that said, we are going to move on. Now, there's one other thing that I want to bring up. And that is because the number three represents good fortune. And some of you out here will have or just normally have good fortune. Well, April 2024 is a good fortunate number, especially if you wanted to play the lottery. Okay? All right? And so I don't give out lottery numbers, but what I do share with people is a favorable, a better time to play, which will enhance or increase your odds of winning, because that's what we want to do. We want to win out here. All right? So the dates that I have to play are the 3rd, 6th, 9th, 12th, 15th, 18th, 21st, 24th, 27th, and 30th to play. Okay? Now, the number three, also what we call a triangular number. All right? Now, the triangular numbers in any month of our calendar are on the 3rd, the 6th, the 10th, 21st, and 28th. Okay? Now, within those triangular numbers, you have the 15th and, well, I'm sorry, I'll go back. The 6th, the 15th, and the 28th. And those are the heavy money numbers. So you got fortunate numbers or lucky numbers along with money numbers.
What were they again now? The money numbers were?
The money numbers for April would be the 6th, 15th, and 28th.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this will increase your odds of winning. Okay. If you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, if you don't want to spend a whole lot of money playing this month, just do the 3rd, 6th, the 10th, 15th, 21st, and 28th. Now, if you want to win big, if you want to go big, try the 21st and the 28th. Okay, that's for playing the big lottery, big winnings. Okay? Now, for those who have a much more spiritual approach to winning, do a lot of meditation at sunrise on the 3rd, 6th, 10th, 15th, 21st, and 28th. And whatever numbers appeal to you or come to you, play those numbers. Okay? But I wanted to get that in there because there's going to be huge winnings this month because it is number three vibration. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want to get the herbal piece in here, because the number three is a very good month for cleansing and detoxification of the body, especially of the blood and the liver. Okay? So these are the herbs that I have studied and looked up that vibrates with the number three, which would make your healing, your cleansing, your detoxification even stronger, more potent, and even better. Dandelion root, milk thistle, yellow root, and some people refer to yellow root as yellow dock, D-O-C-K. So yellow root or yellow dock, depends what book you may be reading out of. Golden seal, bilberry herb.
Bilberry?
Bilberry, yes. With a B as in boy. Bilberry. Hyssop. H-Y-S-S-O-P. Chicory root. C-H-I-C-O-R-Y. Root. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be the herbs. Oh, and I will add burdock. Those would be the herbs for really, really detoxifying yourself this month, because three is the number for detoxification. Three is the number that deals with the eyes and the liver and the blood.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, three also is the number that causes addiction to sugar. So if you're dealing with diabetic situations, please watch the sugar this month. Okay? We don't want you to go into a sugar overload. You know, we don't want you to eat a honey bun, then get on the interstate and talk about, oh, I'm sleepy. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So watch the sugar this month. Okay. All right. So how much time do we have here? I know I've been talking a lot, Sister Sandy.
We have 25 minutes left.
Okay. I'm going in. I'm just going to jump right into April 8th then, because I know people want to know so they can be prepared.
Okay.
All right. April 8th, 2024 is the day of the eclipse. Okay. Now, I'm not going to talk about it from an astronomical standpoint too much at all. I'll leave that to somebody else. But I will speak about what are the conditions, what are the vibrations based on the numbers for that month. When we add, okay, when we add 4-8-2024, what are we doing? We are determining what is the universal day vibration. That's one of the ways. Okay, remember. Now, if I wanted to go the simpler route, we know that the month, universal month vibration is 3. We add 3 to the number 8. 3 plus 8 is an 11. So both ways, however you look at it, we're dealing with the number 11 as the source of the universal day vibration. Okay? Now, what does the number 11 mean? The number 11 represents revelations. People will find that there is going to be some sort of shift in their consciousness. I'll say that again. There's going to be a shift in their consciousness. Remember, the number 11, which is a master number, is also a higher octave of the number 2 vibration. The number 11 also represents portals, gates, gateways. There's going to be something based on the significance of these vibrations that is going to open up more within people. They may be the portal to your mind, the portal to your spirit, the portal to your finances. It's going to open up more. Be ready and be prepared to accept and to receive it on a higher level. Okay? This is number 8. I'm sorry, this is number 11, the universal month, universal day vibration. And keep in mind, since it is the universal day vibration, this puts it in the, this places it in the realm of the esoteric, which means that it has a deeper and more intrinsic, more far-reaching meaning. Okay. Now, the number 11 represents twins or twinship, meaning that the two cells within your one self. And what do I mean by the two cells? The male and the female, or the female and the male within you, must merge and come together more. So what we're going to see is that there's going to be the emergence of the male and the female, or the man and the woman, or the woman and the man coming back together more so, because there has been somewhat of a divide these last 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Okay? So all this is taking place. Now, as far as all of the other fanfare that is being talked about on the internet, Instagram, Twitter, so on, I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know about that. But I do know about the meaning of the number of vibrations and what they represent and what they inhale. What they entail. Now, hold that thought for a moment, because I will get back to the number 11. The day, it has this meaning as well. And the day is represented by the number 8. And the number 8 is known as the number power. So this is a great time for all of us to tap into our power. This also can be a time for us to release any of the negative karmic energy which has been attached to us. Okay. There are people on this planet, they have been told certain things about themselves which are not true. You gotta let all of that go and quit riding on it. Okay, don't use that as a crutch anymore. It's time for you to come into your power, to exercise and to utilize your power. Now, the 8 takes on even greater and stronger meaning on that particular day of the eclipse, because we are in a year of what? The number 8. Okay, so there is even a double significance of the power 8. The number 8 is a raw, powerful number vibration all by itself. There's a higher side to it, and there's a lower side to it. What do you choose? Do you choose to move on, or do you intend on maintaining the status quo that's out here that's been propagandized to you to remain in the stupor that many of us have been in for such a long time. The conditions are ripe for all of us to master this world, this realm that we are in. And many of you are here to do that. I know so because I've done so many numerology charts, and I see it. It's there. It's present. Okay? We're walking around with awesome, powerful vibrations, but we have yet still to tap in and to really utilize it. Well, that day is a great day to do so. Okay? Now, hold that thought for a minute, because I'm going to come back to that, because we're talking about power. Okay, using your power. Now, there's different degrees and levels of numerology. Now, what I'm about to do is on a different degree of numerology, but I'm going to share with you all nonetheless. We reduce each of those digits within the calendar day numbers to a single digit. 4 is a single digit, it remains 4. 8, it remains a single digit, it's an 8. 2024, we reduce that, it's an 8, okay? And so we have a lineup or a pattern of 4, 8, and 8. All of those numbers represent power. For all of you who have been listening to the Sandy Rogers broadcast with me and her, the first Tuesday of every month, you should know by now that 4, 8, 9, and 22 are power numbers. Okay? And so we're talking about a lot of power. 8 is the number that deals with the power of regeneration. Make some sort of effort to sit down and to go within yourself and exercise this power, to tap into this power that you have. Okay? You know, there was a book, and I always delight in saying that this sister's book was my favorite book by her, and that's Sister Inyala Vincent. She wrote a book called Tapping the Power Within. If you have never read that book, read that book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's my favorite book by her, Tapping the Power Within. Okay? Read that book. Okay? We got to tap that power that is within us. Okay? Make certain that you do. But we got to tap into it on a mastery level, because we're dealing with a master vibration on that day. That date, there's really no fun and games about it. Let's be serious and go ahead and get to work and take care of business. The number 4 in 488, it is the stabilizing effect. Okay? And then you have 88 within 488. That's an ultra-high master number vibration. See, I can't make any of this up. Okay? It's there. It's present for us to choose and to deal with, regardless of what kind of propaganda has been placed out there. Okay, you know, you got the pundits out there that have injected fear into the news media. Oh, the children are going to be sent home. So, so. I can remember when there was eclipses before. You know, we used to stand outside and put a little bit of, with the fake glasses with the holes in it, and look up at the sun.
Yep.
Remember that, Sister Sandy?
Yeah.
You make your own, you cut it. Right. It's funny. We used to make the classes in class, cut it all out, stick a little pin, stick a little pinholes in it, and look up at the sun. I didn't lose my sight behind that. Oh no, but you can't look at the sun this time. No, don't look.
And
okay,
we would,
so
mm-hmm.
Right. So please, folks, tap into that raw power that's coming through that day. Embody it. If you don't do anything but go outside in your yard or somewhere there's some grass or some trees and just take that energy in, okay, because it's for us to utilize in a very genuine and righteous way. Okay? Now, there have been people that have texted me and emailed me and asked me, well, what about this CERN collider that they're supposed to fire up on the same day and they're supposed to send rockets into the atmosphere and so on and so on? That very well could be so. My feelings, and this is just my feelings, is that they're trying to opposition is trying to thwart whatever you are doing. Remember, folks, when you're dealing with the number 8 vibration, you're always dealing with opposition. There's always going to be something from somewhere that's going to try to stop you from tapping into your raw power. Okay? We can no longer be food for something else that's feeding, that's constantly feeding off of our resources. We have to make the energy that we create for ourselves and for our family and community to work for us. Okay? Keep that in mind.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, how much time we have there, Sister Sandy?
We got right at about 10, 11 minutes.
Okay, 10, 11 minutes. Okay. So the places that I want to bring out, to states that I want to say to watch out for, because they have a 3 vibration. If anything happens in the news with respect to the state of Arkansas, Arizona, Iowa, New Mexico, New York, and if I'm not mistaken, seems like somebody sent me a text about they had a 4.8 earthquake today in New York, somewhere in New York. Okay?
Oh, wow.
West Virginia and South Carolina, okay? Pay attention to Hollywood. That could be Hollywood, Florida, Hollywood, California. Grand Rapids, I think that's in Michigan. Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri. New York City, okay? Providence, Rhode Island. Rochester, St. Louis, and Syracuse. All right? Countries you want to pay attention to on that day. England, Holland, Denmark, Canada. All right? If you have a home address that vibrates to the number 3, say your house number is 309, that adds up to 3. 660, that adds up to 3. 669, that adds up to 3. 1200, that adds up to 3. So check the vibration. Clean your home. If you haven't cleaned your home, clean your house. Spray, do something, make it smell good. All right? Missing letters. If you have no letters of C-L in you in your name, okay, then that means that you will be dealing with some karmic matter, some karmic issues in the month of April. All right? If you have 3 or more of those letters, let's say if you have 3 L's or 3 C's or a combination of C-L in you, there's 3 or more in your name. That means that you can be excessive with your use of words. You could be too critical. You could be too fault-finding. Watch that energy, okay, because you may have to end up dealing with it yourself, okay? Additionally, anybody who's at the age of 3, 12, 21, 30, 39, 48, 57, 66, 75, 84, 93, this is a month to watch, especially if your health is not good. All right. Once again, with the health, watch out for the liver, the eyes, the blood, toxins, poisons, rashes, skin rashes, accidents, weak lungs, high blood pressure. Okay. Your emotions. All right. And the atmospheric condition for the number three. Okay. Is that there will be a lot of psychic, the presence of a lot of psychic energy, which is permeating. So those people, again, especially people who are born on the 6th, 15th, or 24th, there's a lot of psychic energy that's going. People who are born on the 9th, 18th, 27th, the 3rd, 12th, 21st, and 3rd, they're dealing with a lot of, all of y'all are dealing with a lot of psychic energy this month. There's nothing wrong with you. So don't be rushing to, you know, urgent care and, you know, they take your money and, oh, and there's nothing wrong with you. You just have to deal with this vibration. But, of course, please understand, if you got a health condition, a medical condition, by all means, do so. Okay, but if you don't have a medical condition, don't be in a rush. Breathe more deeply. Get your mind, get your mental, get your psyche into a state of calmness, of prayer, of meditation, of chanting, of affirmations, okay? So that's a lot of what I want to say. There's still more, but I know that we're running out of time, okay?
Who has been powerful, right. Power field. You know, when you started and you said four challenges us to bring out our best, I got so tickled right there because that's what we were talking about prior to starting the show today because of the issues that seem to repeat themselves with us having successful broadcast time, and it just brought out the best. I mean, because neither one of us, you or I, got upset or frustrated, you know, right. We're going to do this, right. We're going to do that. We weren't in that energy. We just knew that everything was going to work out just perfectly, and it did. Yeah. This was such a powerful, powerful show, Brother Lavelle.
That's us exercising our power.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate you, Sister Sandy, for us doing this every month, regardless.
Yes.
And, you know, I thank the listening audience for being patient with us. But we had to let you know we were going to get this show on the road regardless.
That's right.
Okay.
And you know, another thing too, because you know, I'll be doing my note taking. Looking at today being the 5th, having that number 8 universal vibration, and a Friday, which you said is a number 6 energy day. I mean, this was the perfect day to have the show, actually.
Right. Exactly. 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 You're so right.
Yeah.
Idea. So it's not always what we think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, get upset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. And I really like the part about using the eclipse as a day to aim toward our higher self. You know, to utilize that power to the best of our ability and bringing out our best self. That right there is a call to action like none other. You know, like, all right, get up off your duff now. Now's the time to do it. It's the time to realize everything that you've been claiming. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the eclipse. And everything that you spoke of, man, this is power. This is power.
Right. Right. We got to utilize it wisely.
Yes. Utilize and we have a choice. Yeah. Our choice. Well, Brother Lavelle,
yes.
If you would like to go ahead and I'll tell you, I'm I understand the delay now more than I did 3 days ago. I totally get it. Seriously, you know, like it was supposed to be today, so I'm real good with it. But if you would give the audience contact information for you, and we'll go ahead and close out on time. How about that?
Okay. Well, thank you. We contacted through Instagram under Lavelle Rouser, L-O-V-E-L-L, Rouser, R-O-W-S-E-R. And then also I'm on Facebook under the same name, Lavelle Rouser. And I have a Facebook page called the Society of Numerology that one can peek in and look at for valuable information that I post from time to time. And then my personal email that I can be contacted through is the Vibration Society at gmail.com. Vibration Society, all one word, at gmail.com. And that's
and
the way that I can be.
And
I can
so,
be contacted.
Thank you, Brother Lavelle. Do you have any closing thoughts? Something that we could take away to think on during this powerful month that we have ahead of us,
yeah,
or that we're
yeah.
in?
To see yourself in a more positive light during this month, that's the takeaway that I have that I would like mm-hmm. to leave all of you with, is to see yourself in a much greater light. Embody yourself in light. See yourself in light. And that light will guide and protect you always. To see yourself in that light.
Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's so powerful. So powerful. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you that are listening to this rebroadcast, we put this show together right very quickly, but it was very timely. And we're so thankful that you are receiving the message from this broadcast. Brother Lavelle has just poured out gems upon gems upon gems of wisdom for you to embrace and incorporate in your daily living. So we wish you and pray for you the highest of high, that you make the choice to live your higher self. And so with that, we'll see you next month in, what's after April, May, in the first Tuesday of May. And we just give so much honor and thanksgiving and recognition to Brother Lavelle, who is a master numerologist who shares so freely with us month after month to for us to be able to apply it to our lives and to embark upon our higher calling. So we love you, we appreciate you, and we'll see you next month. Thanks again, Brother Lavelle. And as always, it's right on time, right on time.
Well, thank you. May the power of love keep us, heal us. Thank you.
And so it is. All right, you guys, we'll see you on Tuesday. All right. Good night, everybody. Bye. Bye.